ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning this week בעזרת השם יתברך, היה בפרשת שופטים. אין לתורה סתרת סוף, שופטים ושוטרים תיתן לך בכל שעריך, אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך לשבטיך, ושפטו את העם משפט צדק. תורה is commanding us that we have to put שופטים, judges and שוטרים, like officers, ושפטו את העם משפט צדק. Every person, that's a mitzvah, that like it also Targum says, Dayanin ufur'anin. You have to have judges, and you have to have also people that to enforce the law. These are the officers, the policemen, they're going to enforce the law. That's a mitzvah. Rashi also tells us, Dayanin uposkim et ha-din, v'shotrim harodin et ha'am ahar mitzvotan. V'makel u'bertzu'ak, ad sheyikabel alav et din ha-shofet. That's a simple mitzvah. And I saw them farshim, they try to understand. Here, this mizvah al-chaorat applies to every person from Am Yisrael. Mizvah klalit on klal Am Yisrael, even though the pasuk is talking about v'lashon yachid, shovetiten lecha b'chol she'arecha, she'em yakecha noten lecha l'shbatecha. Nevertheless, I saw here Yonatan Oziel, he explains the pasuk in plural. Said temanun lechon bechol kurvechon deashem ilahechon yahib lechon. He explains the pasuk that's going on general on klal am Israel. There is mitzvah on am Israel to put dayanim, to make dayanim that they're gonna judge am Israel. But the pasuk continues v'shafetu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. They have to judge the nation in the right way, the right path. Who's this mitzvah on v'shafetu et ha'am mishpat tzedek? This mitzvah goes on the dayanim themselves. Why the Torah is connecting the mitzvah that Am Israel they have to do, we have to put dayanim with the other mitzvah that the dayanim they have to judge, you know, according to the law. Why the Torah is connecting these two mitzvah? One mitzvah in klal Am Israel, second mitzvah only on the dayanim. And also, the second mitzvah v'shafetu et ha'am mishpat tzedek, this pasuk, we don't need it. Why? Because we already know in Parashat Kedoshim, the Pasuk said, "Betzedek tishpot amitecha." So we already know that there is mitzvah on the Dayan to judge according to the law. Why here the Torah is repeating, "Mishafetu ta'am mishpat tzedek"? That's also we have to understand Be'ezra Hashem Yitbarach. And also, Pasuk continues, "Tzedek tzedek terdof lema'an tehiyeh v'yarishta et ha'ares asher Adonai Elohecha notin lach." You also have to understand what's a double language. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Chaura, it's enough. Tzedek, terdof. Leman tehiyeh v'yarishta et ha'ares. Why the Torah is repeated? Double the language. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Chaura, twice. Why do you need it twice? Also, we have to understand. And the last question that we have, here the Pasuk said, tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Why should you follow the tzedek? Leman tehiyeh v'yarishta et ha'ares. We all know, we told you so many times, that the Gemara says, schar mizvot b'hai alma leka. So how come here the Torah is telling us if you're going to keep the mitzvot, if you're going to run after doing the mitzvot, after doing tzedek, tzedek tzedek, why should you do this? Lema'an tihyeh v'yarishta et ha'aretz. That's l'cha'ora goes against the Mishnah, perkei avot. Al tihyu ka'abadim shemeshim et ha'rava al menat lekabel piras. Don't do the mitzvot in order so you should get paid for it. But here the Torah is telling us, yeah, you should do the mitzvot, tzedek tzedek. Why? Lema'an tehiyeh v'yarishta et ha'aretz. Because you should merit and you get your reward here. So that's why we have to understand. Schar mitzvot b'hai alma leka. So how come here the Torah is telling us this? So we'll start Be'ezra Hashem Yitbarach. I saw something beautiful. It brings down the panim yafot. But we'll start with the Gemara. In Masechet Baba Metzi'a, the Gemara tells us here, Daf Pegimal Amud Alef. The Gemara tells a story here. Rabba Barbar Hanna Tabrule Hanhu Shekolae Habita de Hamra. Once Rabba Barbar Hanna, he hired a few workers to carry a few barrels of wine to carry it for him from one place to a different place. On the way, they didn't do their job properly. They broke his barrels of wine. Wine cost a lot of money. They broke it and they didn't do their job properly. So they should be punished for it. So Rabba Barbar Hanna, what did he do? Shakal l'glimayhu. Obviously, when a worker comes to work, especially if he's doing a dirty job, he has to carry things, he doesn't want to rip off his nice clothes. When he comes to the work site, he takes off his clothes and he put a working cloth until he finishes. So he took the advantage. The Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, he saw that they broke his barrels of wine, and he has their cloth in his office. So he took their cloth. He's holding on to their cloth until they're going to pay him for the damage that they caused him, then he's going to give it back to them. So those people, not enough that they didn't come to ask him for mehila, they took him to Beddin. They dragged Rabbah Rabbah Hanna to Beddin. So the Gemara says, Atu amru leh li rab. So he told the Rab the story, he took our clothing. Or this guy, Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, we need our clothing back. So they are coming. He's supposed to take them to Beddin. Now they took him to Beddin. So Amar Leh, so when he invited Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, he came next to Rab. Rab told him, Hab lehu gilimayu. Give them back their clothing. Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, I didn't understand. Amar Leh, Dinah Akhi, is that the halakha? I have to give them back? Let them pay me the damage that they caused me first, then I'll give them back their clothing. So they told him, no, pay them back. Told him, is that the halakha? Amar leh, in. Yeah, this is the halakha. Why? Because the pasuk says, lema'an telech bederech tovim. You have to be a righteous man. Okay? Even though they don't deserve it, but you have to give it back to them. Chawra, lema'an telech bederech tovim, chawra. It sounds like it's a humra, it's a hasidut. Who said Rabbah 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 Hanna has to keep it? He's enforcing it on Rabbah 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 Hanna. You have to give them back their clothes. So he saw that Rabbah Rahna has no choice. He gave them back their clothes. And those, the workers, they were Azif and Mukshi Aref, Amru le, Aniye Anan, Betarhina Kula Hyoma, Vikafinan, Vilitlan Mide. So they came again to Rab and they told him, listen, we worked the whole day for Rabbah Rabbah Rahna. He didn't pay us our money. We need money, we need to eat. So now the Amar le, Zil Habagrayo, Rab, he told Rabbah Rabbah Rahna, pay them their job. They work for you. You hire them. You have to pay them. It doesn't know. No. Am I in the right bedin? Am I in bedin? Where am I? In Sodom and Amora? Where am I here? So he didn't know what's going on. Amar le dinah achi. Is that the halakha? Amar le in. Yeah, this is the halakha. Why? Because the continuation of that pasuk says, Be'orchot tzaddikim tishmor. So Rashi here tells us, Lema'an telech bederech tobim lefnim mishurat ad-din. Be'orchot tzaddikim tishmor sefei dekrao. Again, Rashi also, he realized that this Pasuk al-Khawra is talking about Hasidut. And he was enforcing that halakha, and Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, you have to do it. Khawra, this Gemara is hard to understand what's going on. So I saw, obviously, we always like to mention the Ben Ish Hai. So he says here, Amar le dinah achi, is that the halakha? Amar le in, lima telech bederech tovim. Merkashe. Why? Vechi Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, lo yada le lehai kira. Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, he did not know this pasuk that Rab is quoting for him. How come he didn't pay them their money? How come he hold on to their clothing? He didn't know the pasuk. Ella, what are you gonna tell me? The pasuk is humra. If the pasuk is humra, why is he enforcing it? V'chi Rabbah Rabbah Hanna lo yada ale lehaykira. V'in ali v'vaday yada ale. He know, obviously he know the pasuk. Rabbah Rabbah Hanna. Ach spir ale de'in bedin gozrin ala adam la'asot kin. It's a proper on the person himself that he shouldn't hold on to their clothing. So Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, he never thought that Rab's going to enforce this halakha because it's only humrah. I'm supposed to do it on my own. I'm supposed to do it. Do not force me to do it. ולכן כיוון שראה שהם קבלו עליו בבית I'm sorry שהם קבלו עליו בבית דין של רב לתוק him the drag רבב רבב חנה תורה בבית דין רב וגזר עליו רב לעשות כן לכך אמר לו דינה אחי שיהיה בדבר זה גזירה כבדה על האדם is that could you enforce such a חומרה ואמר לה so רב answered him אין לגברה רבה דחבתך צריך שיגזרו בית דין עליו לעשות כך you're right רב is telling רבב רבב חנה I cannot enforce such a halakha on standard people, regular people. But you are Rabbah Rabbah Hanna, you are tzaddik, you are hasid, you must follow the derech of hasidut. Why? Because you are talmid hakam. If you're going to follow according to the halakha, what Ammi Aras are going to follow? So if you are mahmir, then at least Ammi Arasot, they're not going to be mahmir, they're going to follow the halakha. But if you, the rab, you're following the halakha, then other people are going to do less than what the halakha requires. That's why I told him, for you it's halakha, yes, that's what I have to do. Ki gabra d'chvatach hayab min adin lalechet b'derech tobin. So that's what he explains. Now, v'im tomar, me'ikara, rabab rabab hanna, ech lakach gilimayhu, v'lo kiyem me'asmu ma'amar katub azayin. So he says, what did Rabbi Bar Hanina thought in the first place? How come he took off? He took their clothes. Why did he take it from them? He didn't know. Even though, according to his opinion, that he cannot enforce that halakha, but he agrees that he's supposed to do it on his own. لِمَعَنْ تَلَيْخْ بِدَرِخْ طَوِينِ He was supposed to do it on his own. How come he did not do it on his own? Bin Ali, who looked even like أَحْمَهِمْ نِزِكَ يَعِنْ He didn't, when he took their clothes as a Irabon, he didn't have in mind that he's going to keep it. He's going to give it back to them. But, was he getting out of it? إِلَّا أَمَارْ إِكَحْ جِلِمَيْهُ كَدَيْشِ أَحَرْكَخْ يَبَكْشُمْ مِنِّي وَيَفْصِرُوا بِي بِتْحِنَّا وَبَكَّشَا لِأَحْزِيرْ لَهِمْ وَيَزْ أَحْزِيرْ لَهِمْ وَبَدَّا لَوْ يَعِيزُوا بِنِهِمْ لِبَكَّشْ مِنِّي سِخَارْ جَمْكِنْ אבל אם לא אקח גלימיהו, אז יעיזו לבקש מני שכר, בכלל אשר בקשו כן לבסוף. So he said, רבב רבי חנה, he thought, he said, listen, if I'm not going to take their clothes as a עירבון, probably they're going to ask me, they're going to go על כל הקופה, they're going to ask me, listen, we need our clothes back, and you have to pay us also. But now that I took their clothes on the side, I'm holding on to their clothes, Now, for sure, they're not going to be that azifanim. They're not going to have the audacity to ask me for their reward that they work for me. They're going to beg me to give them back their clothes. I'm going to give them their clothes. But at least I'm saving myself that I won't need to pay them for the job that they did, for the bad job. ואם תאמר, כיוון למיהה בגראי הוא דייק לה רב מן סיום הכתוב בערכות צדיקים תשמור, רבב רבב חנה, אמה לא דייק כן מפסוק הנזכר? So, רבב רבב חנה, he didn't know the end of the פסוק בערכות צדיקים תשמור. So, like Rabbi told him, you have to give them back their clothes and you have to pay them also. So he didn't know this רבב רבב חנה, so he continues בן איש חי, ואינך אין אמין. ייתן להם שכרם קודם שתביעו אותו. ונראה לי, דרבב רבב חנה מפרש למען תלך בדרך טובים בדברים שבין אדם לחברו. כמו היי גוונה ואורחות צדיקים תשמור, זה מדובר בדברים שבין אדם למקום. ובא רב ופירש לו, גם זה מדבר בדברים שבין אדם לחברו. ובא כתוב לרבות חסידות ביותר. אז רבב רבב חנה תאות, at the end of part of the pasuk, that's referring between מזוות בין אדם למקום. The first part of the pasuk, That what he told him, "Lema'an telech bederech tovim," that's ben adam lachaviro. The second part of the pasuk is not talking about ben adam lachaviro. According to him, the pirush of the end of the pasuk is referring between ben adam lamakom. That's what it says over here. But you see that from this gemara, that's what Rab, kibyachol, he enforced that humra, that hasidut upon Rabba Bar Bar Hana, and he made him give them back their clothes and. They should pay them for their job. So I saw, based on this, I saw the panim yafot here, Ba'al Afla'a, he writes here, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tredof, Nera'a Pirusho, Aderech, Sheamru Hazal, Bemesechet, Baba Metzi'a, Daflemet, Amud Vet, Lo Harba Yerushalayim, Ela Beglal She'amidu Debrahim Al-Din Torah. Said Yerushalayim, you know what's the reason Yerushalayim was destroyed? Because all the people at that time, all of them want to follow the halakha. No one. Behind who? Shlo asu lefnim mishurat ad-din. They did not do lefnim mishurat ad-din. Pasuk said, Amarti olam chesed ibane. The whole world standing on chesed. You have to do chesed to each other. If you're going to follow according to the halakha 100%, even though they're not doing any avira, follow according to the halakha. The Gemara said, because of this, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? Because you're following according to the halakha. Olam, the world does not stand like this. You have to do chasidut, you have to do extra, you have to do chesed to each other. See, he says here, דהיינו שלא עשו לפנים משורת הדין, כי אף שיהיה דיין מצווה לדון דין תורה כדכתיב בצדק תשפוט עמיתך. Even though the judge, he has mitzvah from his point of view, he has to judge people according to the halakha, but people on their own, מכל מקום, מצווה על הבעלים לעשות לפנים משורת הדין. The people themselves, they have to act לפנים משורת הדין. Even though הלכה like you, still you have to do לפנים משורת הדין. That's what it says. כדאית בסוף פרק האומנים, אמר לדינה אחי, אמר לה כן, למה תלך בדרך טובים? Over there we said he enforced the הלכה because it was רבב רבב חנה. But for a regular person, he said on his own, he have to do לפנים משורת הדין. Even though הלכה, the דיין is פוסק בצדק שפוט עמיתך, the דיין. The דיין is, he has to judge you according to the הלכה. You have to do extra, you have to do למעלה. וכיוון שזהו קיום הארץ, לכך אמר למען תחיה בירשתה את הארץ. That's why here the pasuk said, "Tzedek, tzedek terdof." Don't follow the whatever the dayan that he told you. Tzedek tshpot amitecha. The dayan only from his point of view, he has to judge you according to the halacha. But you have to run after tzedakah also. Tzedakah v'chesed. You have to do lema'ala maderech ha'teva, more than what you have to do. And then, if you're gonna do like this, leman tihiyevi arishtai ta'aris. Other, if you're not gonna do like this, you're gonna follow to the halakha. So harba Yerushalayim beglal zeh. That's what I said. So this is the doof. Why? Leman tihiyevi arishtai ta'aris. Ve'amar lashon ve'arishta ki al minat ken horish Abraham ta'aris. That's the only reason Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Israel to Abraham Avinu. Why? Like Moshe pasuk omer. ירושה מאבותינו ככתיב למען אשר יצווה את בניו ואת ביתו אחריו ושמרו דרך אדוני לעשות צדקה ומשפט למען הביא אדוני על אברהם את אשר דיבר עליו. So הקדוש ברוך הוא הינו את אברהם אבינו is going to command his kids as the generations to come. He's going to command them to do לפנים משורת הדין ושמרו דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט. You have to do צדקה also, not only משפט. You have to do למעלה, לפנים משורת הדין. That's the only reason Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the arrest. That's what the pasuk is saying. Tzedek terdof, you have to do tzedakah, not only whatever the pasuk, whatever the halakha says, you have to be mahmir, you have to do extra. That's here what it says. I saw also in the Midrash Tanhuma, who's then in this week's parasha, said, Shofetim v'shoterim titten lecha b'chol she'arecha. So it says in Midrash Tanhuma, Siman Dale, v'shafetu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. What does it mean? The judges, they have to judge the people mishpat tzedek, according to the halakha. What does that mean? Shehiyu matin et ha'am likaf tzedek. That means the judges, they have to judge favorably. They have to judge people likaf zichut. Amar bi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shalom, shehiyu matin umlamedim alehim zichut lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted the dayanim, so they should be melamed zichut on Am Israel. Not to speak bad about Am Israel, even though they see they're doing something bad. So don't focus on the bad. Focus on the good thing that Am Israel do. Don't focus on the bad. Mimiya Talamid, where do you know this? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he's asking from the Shoftim and the Yanim of Am Israel. He said, Migid'on. Shebiyamav, at the time of Gid'on, Biyamav hayu Israel b'tzara. Am Israel, they went through a lot of trouble. והיה הקדוש ברוך הוא מבקש אדם שלמד עליהם זכות ולא היה מוצא. הקדוש ברוך הוא was waiting for such a person like Gedaon to be מלמד זכות על עם ישראל until שהיו דורות שהיה הדור דל במזוות ומעשים טובים. He didn't have any מזוות. כיוון שנמצא זכות בגדעון שלמד עליהם זכות מיד נגלה עליו המלאך. Once הקדוש ברוך הוא saw that Gedaon is מלמד זכות על עם ישראל even though at his time people, they are not doing the good thing. The Am Dal B'mezvot U'ma'asim Tovim. They're not doing anything. But he found someone, Melamed Zichut Am Yisrael. Miyad Negla Alav HaMelech Shnei. Mar V'yabo Elav HaMelech Hashem. V'yom Erlo, Lech B'chu HaChacha Zeh. He should go with this power that you have, that you are Melamed Zichut Am Yisrael. With this, you're going to be Moshiach Israel. With this, you're going to redeem Am Yisrael. B'chu HaChzeh Shel Matta Al Banai. Heve Omer, V'shafetu Ta'am Mishpat Tzedek. שיהיו מלמדים זכות על הדור. הצדיקים, הדיינים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, יזלו מסורפתים שוטטים, תיתן לך בכל שעריך, תיתן ושפטו את העם משפט צדק. הצדיקים, הדיינים, they have to judge the people, משפט צדק, they have to be מלמד זכות על עם ישראל. So also on מרן החידה, he brings down, we know there's a Gemara, this Gemara, מסכת פסחים, this Gemara, a famous Gemara, we told it to you many times. The Gemara says here in Dafhet, Dafhet Amud Alef, continues. V'hatanya ha'omer sela azu l'tzdaka b'shvil sheyehye b'ni o sheyehye b'n a'ola haba harizet tzadik gamur. The Gemara said, anyone who gives the tzedaka to someone who's ani, but when he's giving the tzedaka, he said, I'm giving the tzedaka in order that my son who doesn't feel good, who's hole, I want him to feel good. על מנת שיחיה בני, או על מנת שיהיה בן העולם הבא. I want to merit with this mitzvah, I want to merit העולם הבא. The Gemara said, הרי זה צדיק גמור. So Rashi here explains, הרי זה צדיק גמור בדבר זה, ולא אמרינה שלא לשמה הוא עושה. חאורה, he's doing the mitzvah for the wrong purpose, for the wrong reason. The Torah, you have to keep the mitzvot. Why? Because Hashem commanded you to keep the mitzvot. Not because you want, you have Hasbe Shalom sick in the house, and you're giving tzedakah for his refuah. That means the whole purpose of giving tzedakah, because you want the sick to feel better. That's not the main purpose of the mezbah. Rashi said, no, don't worry about this. He said, even don't tell me that this guy is doing the mezbah not l'shem shamayim. No, it's also good. Ella kiyem mezvat bor'o shetzvahu la'asot tzedakah. ומתכוון אף להנעת עצמו, שיזכה בה לעולם הבא או שיחיה בנם. He said, nothing's wrong with this. That's what Rashi said. The main thing, the ani, he got his money, he got his food. خلاص, I don't care what kind of pahshaba you had. You're doing the mitzvah, why? Because the Hashem commanded you to do it. Plus, זה נהנה וזה אינו חסר. You're doing the mitzvah because the Hashem commanded you. Plus, you're doing it because you have sick in the house, you want them to feel better. That's not a problem. That's what Rashi says. And Tosafot also he explains here. He said, it's not a problem. He said, even though we have the Mishnah in Turkey, Abot says, Al tiyu ka'avadim shemashim tarab al minat lekabel piras. So Tosafot answers, Hainu b'chai gavna sheim lo tabo lo ota toba shehu mitzapeh, yehaya tohe ומתחרט על הצדקה שעשה. אבל מי שאינו תוהה ומתחרט, הרי זה צדיק גמור. לכן נשמע פירש מסכת ראש השנה. Tosafot also explains, said, that's when the Gemara said, Harizit Sadiq Gamur, even though he has in mind for his purpose, for his personal interest, said, I don't care, the main thing, the Ani got his money, you are mitkaven for your personal interest, no problem, you can do it. So, but the Gemara said, don't do mitzvot in such a way. You have to do mitzvot only because Hashem commanded you. He said, no, over there, when the Mishnah said, don't do it, you have to do it only because Hashem commanded you, that's we're talking about a case that if the person, the request that he's requesting, it's not fulfilled, then it's going to be to a haval, why did I do the mitzvah? I give the tzedakah because I want the sick to become healthy. If he did not become healthy, then I said, haval, I wasted my money. So in such a case, the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah like this. But if the person he gave the tzedakah, he wants the sick person to become, to feel good, and the sick person did not feel good, he said he doesn't feel bad that he gave the tzedakah. If you do not feel bad that he gave the tzedakah, then no problem. That's what it says here in the Gemara. And we explained so many times, we told you that I saw a beautiful pirush from Rabbi Mordechai Bennett. He said, if you are medayek, and the words of the Gemara doesn't say, "Hanotin sela zul tzedakah v'shpil sheyehye b'ni harzeh tzedik gamur." Really, because we have a question, even according to Rashi or Tosafot, you're telling me that this guy he did the mitzvah 100%, but don't call him Tzadik Gamur. Why are you calling him Tzadik Gamur? Tell me, in such a case, that person, he fulfilled the mitzvah. I don't care, he has personal interest also included in the mitzvah, and it's not mitharet. Okay, he fulfilled the mitzvah, but don't tell me that he's Tzadik Gamur. Tzadik Gamur sounds like he did something extraordinary. Chaura, what's going on over here? Tzadik Gamur, you call him. Really, the guy is doing it for his personal interest. Why you call him Tzadik Gamur? Rabbi Mordechai Bennett said, no, if you pay attention to the words of the Gemara, he said, Ha'omer se la'asul tzedakah. He explains beautiful, amazing pirush. He says, we know that every ani, whenever you come to give him tzedakah, he feels bad. The Gemara, beginning Masechet Berachot, the Gemara said, Kirum zulut lebnei adam. Kivan sheutzrach adam lebiriyot, panam mishtenot kakirum. That means whenever the person has in need for other people's help, his face turns red. Every person normally is embarrassed to ask people for tzedakah. So here, Rabbi Mordechai Bennett explains, said, that guy who wants to give tzedakah, really his son, he feels 100% fine. He's not sick and nothing. But he wants to give tzedakah to the ani. But he's looking from the ani point of view. How's the ani going to feel when I'm giving him tzedakah? He's going to be embarrassed. That's why he comes to the ani and he tells him, please, Mr. Ani, I'm begging you. I have a sick person in the house. I'm giving, please take the tzedakah because the pasuk says tzedakah tasil mavet. I want to save the sick person's life. So please take the tzedakah from me. So now the ani, when he's taking the tzedakah, he doesn't feel bad. He feels that he's doing chesed with him. That's exactly what it says. He said, "Ha'omer se la'asul tzedakah." Really, his son, Baruch Hashem, feels 100%. He's only telling him, he's making up story that his son doesn't feel good. Why? Because he wants the ani not to feel bad when he takes the money. That person is looking for ways not to embarrass the ani to give him a tzedakah. This is Tzadik Gamur, of course. It's a beautiful pirush that he says. Now with this, we come back to the Nahal Kedumim, Maral HaNahida. It says also something interesting, different Pirush, what it says here. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof, Pirash, Rabbi Shlomo Frimo Zal, במאי דאמרים הפרק עמד ראש שנה, האומר סל עזול צדקה בשביל שיחיה בני, או בשביל שיזכה לחיה על הבא, הרי זה צדיק גמור, ויקשו תוספות, נתינן, אל תהיו עבדים שמשים את הרב. It's a question that we ask on this Gemara. ופריק לה הרב הנזכר, so he said, רבי שלמה פרימו, he said, he explains that question that תוספות ask, he said, how come? הגמרא said, הרי זה צדיק גמור. But, הגמרא, המשנה said, אל תהיו עבדים שמשים את הרב, על מנת לקבל פרס. So why are you calling him צדיק גמור? So he explained Rabbi Shlomo Frimo, he said, no. Dehahi b'mizvot atzman kemot shehen. Abal ha'cha ma'ire, kishekvar yasai dehobato b'mizvot tzedaka. Ve'ata hu soleya sel azul, his language, Maran Ahida, he loves to bring psukim inside. Ve'ata soleya sel azul nosaf al chiyubo, u'bazeh tosefet she'arei la'asoto al menat lekabel piras, v'abur haye b'no, o she'izkeh la'alo haba. So he said, when did the Mishnah said, "Al tiyu ka'avdim shemashim torah v'nat lekabel piras"? That if you're doing your chiyum, you have mitzvah to give tzedakah, you have ani in front of you, and you have money, Baruch Hashem, there's mitzvah on you to help him. When you're giving him the money, the tzedakah, then you're not allowed to do it for your personal interest. Isn't that? Al tiyu ka'avdim shemashim torah. But after he gave him the first time, now you're giving him again a second time. For the second time, there's no chiyum on you to give him. That's why the and the second time that you're giving him, this second time you're giving him, there's no hayyub on you. You are allowed to do this second time al minat lekabel piras. No problem, you can do it. That's what also the psukim said. Kifatoach tiftach et yadicha lo. Many psukim by the tzedakah said, naton titen lo. Patoach tiftach. Why double language? Said the first time you have to give him because there's hayyub on you to give him. The second time, that the second time you do it, now you could do it, stakata sin mavet, you could do it also for personal interest, no problem. But the first time, that's what the Mishnah is saying, that you do not do it al minat lekabel piras, referring to the first time. But the second time, no problem, you could do it al minat lekabel piras. Why? Because you're not hayab. Any mizvah that you're not hayab in doing it, you are allowed to do it al minat lekabel piras. That's what it says here. Be'esmeche b'hai kiras, or Rabbi Shlomo Frimo, he said, that's what the pasuk here it means, tzedek tzedek terdof. Tzedek, tzedek, what does it mean? Not only one time you give tzedakah. If you give one time tzedakah, you're not allowed to do it al minat lekabel piras. But tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Hakefel lomar sheim kvar yatsa yedei choba. Ve'ata mosif, ezehu tzedek, tzedek. Sen, hu mosif. Ve'haynu dekama tzedek, tzedek, shtei pa'amim, az yachol la'asoto lema'an tihiyye ve'arashta et ha'aretz. Then you can do it. But one time tzedek, you cannot do it lema'an tihiyye. Since that the pasuk, tzedek, tzedek, terdof. For the second tzedek that you're doing, you are allowed to do it. Lema'an tihiyye ve'arashtat ha'aretz. Secharcha also ba'olam, zeh you're going to get reward. And obviously, ve'akeron kayimet lo la'olam ba. That's what it says over here. But he explains here also in a different way. We'll start also with the different Gemara. We know the famous story in the Gemara. We have here the Gemara, Masechet Yevamot, Daf Memtet Amudet. The Gemara tells us here the famous story. רבי שמעון בן עזאי אומר, מצאתי מגילת יוחסין בירושלים. He found מגילת יוחסין, and few things are written in it. One of the things I saw, וכתוב בה, מנשה הרג את ישעיה. מנשה, the grandson of ישעיה הנביא, he killed his grandfather. He killed ישעיה הנביא. He was killed by מנשה. What happened? What this story? What happened? The Gemara said, אמר רבה, מדן דיינה וקטלה. מנשה, who was עובד עבודה זרה, he judged his grandfather, Yeshaya Nabi, and according to his opinion, Menashe, his grandfather, Yeshaya, Hayab Mita, Hasb Shalom, so he killed him. What did he do? Even according to him, he was Rasha. I understand he was Rasha, but you have to have some basis. How come he killed him? So, Medan Dayne, Bekatle, he killed him. Kibiyaholi judged him. Who are you to judge the Nabi, who's bigger, much bigger Sadiq? He was Rasha, he was Abed Abed Azara Menashe. Who was he to judge him? But he said he judged him. Amar day, so he asked him, Moshe Rabbach Amar, you Yeshaya Nabi, you Rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, was Adon Kol Nabiim says, Ki lo yirani ha Adam v'chai. There's no way on earth that a person is going to see Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is going to stay alive. Who said this sentence? Moshe Rabbeinu. And you Yeshaya Nabi, the student, what did you say? Ve'at Amart, v'ayreit Hashem, Moshe Ba'akiseh. Pasuk Mefarash said, Yeshaya Perek Vav, בשנת מות המלך עוזיהו, ויראה את אדוני, ויראה את אדוני, יושב על כיסא רם ונשא, בשולב נרעים את האחד. How could you say such a thing? ויראה את השם, יושב איסו כביכול השם, סירינג על כיסא רם ונכבד. How could you say such a thing? You're arguing against Moshe Rabbeinu? So you're מורד במלכות, חייב מיתה. That's why he killed him. And not only this, he has different problem also. Moshe Rabbach אמר, מי כאדוני אלוהינו בכל קוראינו אליו? ואת אמרת, דרשו אדוני בהמצאו, כי ראו בהיותו קרוב. כן? And you're saying, Moshe Rabbeinu said, הקדוש ברוך הוא is always there. Whenever you cry out to him, he's there to hear you, to hear your voice. מי כשם בכל קוראינו אליו. But you, what did you say, ישעיה הנביא? דרשו אדוני בהמצאו, כי ראו בהיותו קרוב. You have to seek, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you have to look for him whenever he's close next to you. When's that? The Gemara explains that that's referring to Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Karov b'hiyoto karov, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around us. That's what it says here. So it says here that you're arguing against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, anytime, not only restricted to Aseret Yemei Teshuva, anytime you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. But you're saying, no, you're limiting the time. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nimtza, only b'Aseret Yemei Teshuva. All year round, don't look for him. So what are you saying? So you're holik against Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only this, Moshe Rabbach amar et mispar yamecha amale. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, every person he has his years, mispar yamecha amale. I'm going to complete your days. And you said, Yeshaya Nabi, you told Hezekiah HaMelech, ve'osefti al yamecha 15 shana. You told Hezekiah Nabi, Hezekiah HaMelech, what do you tell him? That the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he heard your prayer, the long story in Masechet Brachot, but whatever, the fuel. So Yishayahu Nabi told Hezekiah HaMelech, Hashem accepted your prayer, and he's adding to your life 15 years. Adding to his life 15 years, Moshe Rabbeinu said, only whatever was katsub for a Ben Adam to get, how many years the person was supposed to live, that's it, khalas. Cannot add. And you're saying that he could add. He added, you told Hezekiah HaMelech that he added 15 years. So the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara says here, Amar Yishayahu, ידענה בדלה מקבל מדעים עליה. ישעיה said, I know that מנשה, for sure ישעיה has the answers to all the questions. Obviously, he's not חולק על משה רבנו, obviously. He has the answers. But he said, listen, ויהי מלא אשב יהיה מזיד. He said, I know that מנשה is only finding a lot. He's finding, you know, looking for a reason to kill me. He really, he's not asking questions. If he has questions, I have answers. But really, he doesn't have questions. He has statements to give me. I am Holek against Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he wants to kill me. But really, if he was asking questions, I have answers. Obviously, he has answers. Yishayah al-Nabi. But he said, I know that he's not asking questions. If I'm going to answer him, then it's going to be Mezid. Now, at least when he's killing me, he thinks that he's killing me according to the halakha. So at least now, he's not going to be punished for killing me as a Mezid. He's going to be punished as a Shogeg. That's even though at the end of his life, Yishayahu Nabi, he was trying to be mezakeh others. As Amar Shem ve'ibla' be'arza, so he said Shem meforash Yishayahu Nabi, and kibyechol, he hid himself into a tree, and at Yuli Arza, he saw him. Menashe, he saw Yishayahu Nabi inside that tree. How do you see him? We saw once in the Gemara Yerushalmi, explains here that the tzitziyot of Yishayahu Nabi wasn't hidden inside the tree. Yishayahu Nabi, kibyechol, he was swallowed inside the tree, was hiding from Menashe. But his tzitziyot was sticking out, so he saw his tzitziyot, he knew that he's there. So he came and he wants to slice that tree to kill his grandfather. As atiyu le'arza v'nasru, he were slicing, chas v'shalom, the Yishayahu Nabi, they were killing him in such a bad way. Ki mata lehadde puma anach nefshe. When the sword came to Kibyachol to slice where Yishayahu Nabi's mouth is there, then Yishayahu Nabi passed away. His neshama left him. So see from the Gemara that he was slicing him, Hasb Shalom, he was slicing Yishayahu Nabi, his foot, his legs, his body, he didn't die. When he got to his mouth, then his neshama left him. Why? Mishum de amar, ubtoch am temi sifatayim anuchi yoshev. Why? Because Yishayahu Nabi, what did he say? Va'omar oili ki nidmiti, ki ish temi sifatayim anuchi, ubtoch am temi sifatayim anuchi yoshev, ki et ha-melech Adonai tzebaot ra'u einai. That's what the Pasuk said in Yishayah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yilkut Shimoni says over there, in that pasuk, he says, Yeshaya Nabi, Hashem told Yeshaya, he told him, Yeshaya, on yourself, you have permission to say, Ki ish temi sifatayim anuchi. Shemeh betoch am temi sifatayim anuchi Yoshem. Why you're talking bad kibyachol about Am Yisrael? You're saying, about yourself, you're saying, Ki ish temi sifatayim anuchi. Okay, yeah. You could say whatever you want to say about yourself. But you cannot say about Klal Am Yisrael, betoch am temi sifatayim anuchi Yoshem. That's what he's saying. That Klal Am Yisrael speak Lashon Hara. That's what he's saying about Am Yisrael. That's why his neshama left him kibyachol when he got to his mouth. And the Gemara said that he has answers. He answered all his questions. That's what it says here in the Gemara. I saw just Derech Agav. I saw here the Sefer Yilkut Yosef here in Lichot Yamim Noraim. It's a new book. It's not actually new. It's 2 years old, but new in the market, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, he says here, and Daf Lamed Aleph, he said, "Ulchaora, mashmaot bray maharhu." He quotes Rabbi Chaim Vital before. The mashi katub drushu Adonai behem matzeo. The Gemara answers, "How did Yeshaya Nabi is going to answer the questions that Menashe asked him?" Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mika Adonai Eloheinu bechol koreinu lav." Whenever you called out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is there? And Yeshaya Nabi said, "Drushu Hashem behem matzeo, karau biyoto karob." When is this? That's Aseret Metshuba. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around us. All year round, if you cry out to Hashem, of course Hashem hears you. But now you have more chance. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. All year round, you need appointment kibyachol to go to meet, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol. But here, Asir Timei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So here it's easier. The Tshuva is much easier than Asir Timei Tshuva. That's what the Gemara said. Dershu Hashem b'masayu k'ro b'yotu k'rov. It's referring to Asir Timei Tshuva. So he wants to say here in Yilkut Yosef that Rabbi Chaim Vital understood the pasuk. Dershu Adonai behem matzeo kai al chodesh elul. It's not referring to Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Had Gemara as Doresh, Dershu behem matzeo is referring to Aseret Yemei Tshuva. I said no. Ulfi ze rak bihiyoto karob kai al Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Ve lo kolo pasuk. Said the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Dershu Adonai behem matzeo. The Gemara wants to bring a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karob. That's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's the Gemara bringing the proof from the end part of the Pasuk that says, Kira'u b'yoto Karob. That's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But Dershu Adonai b'yom Matzeo is referring to Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul also now, Parashat Shoftim, we always read Parashat Shoftim in the beginning of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, we have the Zichut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with us. That's why asked the Sfaradim, Ustad, we already started Selichot from Monday. Ashkenazim started to blow shofar. So everyone start. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is with us now. Here, Dershu Adonai behem matzeo, this is Chodesh Elul. Kira'u biyoto karob, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us, that's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. When the Gemara said that Kira'u biyoto karob, how Yeshaya Nabi, he explains the Pasuk, Kira'u biyoto karob, referring to Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that's from Kira'u biyoto karob. But from the first part of the Pasuk, Dershu Hashem behem matzeo, is referring to Chodesh Elul. That's what he brings down here. And after he quotes here the Panim Yafot, that he says here in Parashat Aharimot, on the Pasuk, Ki b'yom zeh yichaper alechem, he says here the Panim Yafot, V'yesh lefaresh ma she'amru Hazal, Dershu Adonai behem matzeo, elu Aseret Yemei Tshuva, just like what the Gemara in Yevamot Memtet, we just read, Ve'amar al zeh kira'u b'yoto karom, he explains exactly the opposite from what the Yilkut Yosef wants to say. Said, "Lo yamtin adam b'tshuba ad rosh shana, ela b'yoto karom, dehainu b'rosh chodesh elul, k'mo she'amru Hazal, b'rosh chodesh elul, sh'arei rachamim niftachim, v'uzman bedin lifnei rosh shana, v'zehu b'yoto karom." So according to the Panim Yafot, he understood the pasuk exactly the opposite. Said, "Dershu Adonai behem matzeo." Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here around, that's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Not like what he wants to say from the Maharho. Dershu Adonai behem matzeo, that's Chodesh Elul. Kira'u biyoto karov, that's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Panim Yafot, he wants to say the opposite. He wants to say, Dershu Hashem behem matzeo, whenever he's around, that's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Kira'u biyoto karov, what does the word karov mean? He's close. He's not here yet, but he's close. He's almost here. He's coming. That's karov. That's when Kira'u biyoto karov, that's Chodesh Elul. But whatever it is, Chodesh Elul, Kira'u biyoto karob, or Dershu Hashem behem matzeo, all of them, the idea that Chodesh Elul, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there to hear our tefillot, That's why I said, you know, the, all Am Israel, they are being betfilot of Tachanunim in the month of Elul. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here to hear our voices. I saw also in the Midrash Rabbah, comes on here Midrash Rabbah, Parashat Vayetchanan, Parashat Bet Siman Yud Bet, Dabar Acher, Kadonai Eloheinu Bechol Koreinu Elav, the Pasuk we just mentioned. Said Zehu Sheamar Ketuv Ani Tefillati Licha Adonai Et Rason Elohim Berob Hasicha Aninu Met Shaycha. Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa Shaal Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Ma Od Chtiv Ani Tefillati Licha Shem Et Rason Aninu. What does this pasuk mean? What does this pasuk? The Ani Tefillati Licha Shem Et Rason. When's that Et Rason? So Amar Lo Shaarei Tefilla Pe'amim Petuhim Pe'amim Ne'ulim. Said the gates of prayers sometimes are open, sometimes are closed. Not all the times the Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol hears our prayers. Why? Because the pasuk in Megillat Eicha said, "Gam ki yizak va'yashaveya satam tefillati." And the Gemara Masechet Berachot said, "Miyom shenichera bet hamikdash nifsika chomat berzel ben Israel abeim shebashamayim." Nifsika doesn't mean that it was moved out. It said kibyachol it was made. It was made chomat berzel nifsika between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kibyachol. גם כי יזעק ושווי, עשתם תפילתי, כי בכל, the gates are blocked. There's no, sometimes the gates of תפילה are open, sometimes are closed. However, the Midrash continues, אבל שערי תשובה לעולם פתוחים. If a person does תשובה, the gates of תשובה always open, הקדוש ברוך הוא hears every person who wants to do the תשובה, מי כאדוני אלוהינו, בכל קוראים אליו. Anytime you cry to him, you're doing תשובה, Hashem is there. אמר לו, מנין, how do you know this, that שערי תשובה always are open? אמר דכתיב, בפסוק עם תהלים says, נוראות בצדק תעננו אלוהי ישענו, מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. נוראות בצדק תעננו, what does צדק mean? צדק here the Midrash wants to say, it's referring to תשובה, when a person does תשובה. נוראות בצדק תעננו. Take a look, how נוראות, how amazing are the מעלה of the תשובה. נוראות, something amazing. We see from Betzedek Ta'anenu. With the tshuba that we do, he answer us HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the pasuk continues, Miftach kol katzvei eretz v'yam rechokim. What does it mean? It's like a yam, like an ocean. Pasuk, the Midrash continues, Ma ha-mikveh hazeh pe'amim patuach, pe'amim na'ul, af sha'arei tefillah, pe'amim petuchim, pe'amim na'ulim. They say the same way when a person wants to go to mikveh. Sometimes the mikveh is open, sometimes it's closed. Not all of the, not 24/7 the mikveh is open. Sometimes they open, sometimes you need the easy pass. Many they have the car. Many they have open, you put money in the pushka, and you go in. Many they have gates, sha'arei dama, all the ne'olim. You want to go in, you have to slide your card, like a metro card. You slide the card and you walk in. So he said, sometimes the gates are open, sometimes it's closed. And a matter of fact, many times it's closed, especially in our time. If you don't pay, it's closed. That if you're not going to pay, it's always closed. So, but here he says, normal mikveh, when a person goes to, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed. He said, that's about the mikveh. Abal hayyam, a pasuk, comparing kibyachol, nuraot betzedek ta'aninu, with the tzedakah, with the teshubah that we do, we get something amazing. Why? Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared to ayam, to an ocean. He said, the ocean is never closed. Always open. When you go to the ocean, זה הים גדול ורחב ידיים. So you go dip anywhere you want. The mikveh that you want to dip in the ocean, it's always פתוח. אבל הים הזה לעולם פתוח. Said the same thing. כך ידו של הקדוש ברוך הוא לעולם פתוחה לקבל שווים. אמר רב ענן, אף שערי תפלה אינן נענים לעולם וכולי אין continuous. So that's what it says here in the Midrash, that even though sometimes שערי תפלה are blocked, but שערי תשובה never are blocked, because the פסוק said, נוראות בצדק תעננו. Tzedek is referring to what? Referring to Teshuvah. Whenever you're doing Teshuvah, Miftach Kol Kasez V'yam Rechokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu B'yachol is like a yam, like an ocean, always open. Yemino Peshuta L'Kabed Shavim. Anytime you want to do Teshuvah, Hashem is there to hear your voice. And with this, we could understand, let's hear what the Pasuk said. Tzedek, Tzedek, Terdof, L'ma'an Tichiyem V'yarishta Et Ha'aretz. What does mean Tzedek? We just said the Midrash, referring Tzedek to Teshuvah. When you do teshubah, the gates are always open. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always listening to you. Let's hear where he continues here. Maran Ahidan Nahal Kedumim said, "Ina me, efshar b'ma shekatub גדולת תשובה שזדונות נעשות לו כזכויות. When a person does תשובה, all the עבירות that he did במזיד, after he does תשובה, all these עבירות are going to turn into מצוות, to זכויות. ופריך את הגמרא אסק, במסכת יומה, והאמר נעשות כשגגות, different place the גמרא said, גדולת תשובה שזדונות נעשות כשגגות. עבירות he did במזיד, now, after he did תשובה, it's considered for you like שוגג. Much better, but still you have עבירה בשוגג. You have to do תשובה on it also. ופריך, the Gemara answers, לה, כאשר כאן מאהבה, כאן מהירה. תחשבו מאהבה נעשית כזכויות. מפיק למה תכתיב חיו יחיה. So he says, the Gemara answers, he said, if you do תשובה מאהבה, then זכויות, they turn into מצוות. If you do תשובה מהירה, the זכויות turn into, I'm sorry, the זדונות turns into שגגות. Turn into שוגג. אחסם בלש, but still, you still have problem, you still have שוגג. שוגג also, the person has to do תשובה and שוגג. אני את, all the עבירות מן התורה, you did it בשוגג, you have to bring קורבן, or whatever it is. Even עבירה מן התורה, there's no קורבן on it. לא תעשה מן התורה, the person, he was נכשל, and he did it בשוגג, even בשוגג, he must do תשובה on it. Why? Because bottom line, העבירה was done. So yes, do תשובה for it. So it continues here. He said, בצדק כינוי לתשובה, כמו שדרשו חזר על פסוק נוראות בצדק תעננו. We just read that מדרש. וזהו הרמת, צדק צדק תרדוף. כלומר, עשה תשובה מיראה וגם מאהבה. Why it says double language? צדק צדק, זה צדק לפעמים to תשובה. But not enough that you did תשובה מיראה, that your זדונות, they turn into שגגות. That's not enough. Also, שגגות are no good. You have to do תשובה on the שגגות also. That's why, צדק צדק. Yeah, you cannot jump in the first place to do teshubah mi ahaba right away. The person first goes by steps. First, you do teshubah mi yira, you use the note to turn into shigagot, and then you do another teshubah mi ahaba, then shigagot turn into the mitzvot. That's why your double language is tzedek tzedek tzedof, ase teshubah mi yira, vigam mi ahaba. Vizehu hakefel lema'an tihiyye, shizidonot niyasot lo kizkhuyot, kmo shkatob hayo yihiyye. And then למה תחיה בהרשתת הארץ. ובזה מרוויח שגדול ציחרו יותר מן הצדיק. וואי, כי הצדיק מקיים המזוות כסדרן והלכתן. אמנם בעל תשובה יש לו שסע העשין יותר, כי עבורות נעשות לו כזכויות. ונרשע, עידס תשובה, all the עבירות that he did, now turn into זכיות. So in one split of second, עידס תשובה מאהבה, then all the עבירות that he was packing up, you know, for the past year, לא נותן אותו מזוות, תקלו כמה שזכיות יגע. וזהו שכתוב, וירשת את הארץ, ארץ החיים, אשר השם אלוקיך נותן לך דווקא, נותן לך, למי? לבעלי תשובה, מה שאין כן לצדיקים. במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, צדיקים גמורים אינם יכולים לעמוד שם. דעתה יש לך מזוות נוספות, כי כל העבירות חשובות כזכויות. And then he continues also after, he says here, ועוד אפשר לרמז מה שכתב רבנו אפרים על הפסוק בשביה בצדקה. ציון במשפט תפתה ושביה בצדקה, כלומר, הגם ששב האדם מעבירות שבידו, צריך לתת צדקה. Even though the person did תשובה, he still have to give צדקה. Why? כמו שגמרא אומרת, אגרדת עניתה צדקתה. The reward that most people get from the fast, when you fast, what's the reward? Because you fasted, you didn't eat? So that's most people, they get the reward because they feel bad. Ani comes to them. On the day of the fast, he asks him for money, he wants to eat something. Now they know exactly how does the ani feels. Every day when the ani comes to them, they're full, and they're not, you know, they're not in the mood to eat. See, ani, he begs them, says, please, I want something to eat. Said, why are you so much? Why? Because they're full. Now the day of the ta'anit, now they feel exactly what the ani feels. The same way they're hungry, he's also hungry. Now they give him tzedakah, the sakhar, the ta'anid, the tzedakah. וכבר כתבנו, the תשובה נקרא צדק. Like we just read, נוראות בצדק, תעננו. וזהו שכתוב, צדק, צדק תרדוף. The first צדק referring to תשובה. The second צדק referring to tzedakah. Because not enough you have to do תשובה. Even if you did תשובה, you fasted, you still have to give tzedakah. אגרד תענית תצדקתה. Like what the Gemara said. If you're going to do the tzedek, tzedek, you're going to do teshuvah, also you're going to give tzedakah, tredof, then leman tihiyah. וכתב רבנו אפרים ז"ל, וירשת את הארץ, למען תחיה, וירשת את הארץ, זאת אומרת, וירשת, וירשת אותיות ותשרה. תשרה, למען תשרה, שייתן צדקה, כדי שיחתם לחיים טובים. ואפשר דחי מפק תראה יומי דרשתה, ויומה דשבתה, וצומר ביתה, פשו מיומי תיובתה שתה. ואיתה אסמכתה וירשתה וו תשרה. דפשתה יומה בעלי מהב צדקתה. He gives also another remez. He said that really if you look at Aseret Yomei Teshuva, you have Yom Kippur, you cannot count it because everyone fasts. That's nothing major about it. Well, because everyone does it. Lemkaton ve'ad gadol, everyone fasts Yom Kippur. There's no, everyone does it. And you have Shabbat Teshuva, also you cannot fast in Shabbat Teshuva. And 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, also you cannot fast. So really, how many days you have left after you have to do Teshuva? Only 6 days. Yom Kippur doesn't count because that's Yom Klali, that everyone fasts. You have really 6 Yom Teshuva. That's here what the Pasuk says. Ma tichye ve'yarashta vav 6 days in Tishrei. Ve'yarashta vav Tishrei. That's what it brings down over here. It's some remazim. Now, we have Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra. Gemara says here, Daf Ayin Chet Amud Bet in Baba Batra. על כן, מי דכתיב, על כן יאמרו המושלים בו חשבון, תבנה ותכונן עיר סיחון. הגמרא אומרת, המושלים, אלו המושלים ביצרם. People that are controlling their יצר הרע, they say, what do they say? בו חשבון, בו ונחשב חשבונו של עולם. הפסד מוזבא כנכד שכרה, ושכר עבירה כנכד הפסדה. What does it mean? Rashi says, הפסד מוזבא שמתבטל מרווח בשביל שעוסק במוזבא. או נותן צדקה ומחסר ממונו, כנגד שכרה המרובה לעתיד. Said, take a look, when you do mitzvah, probably you're going to lose here. Why? Because at the time that you did the mitzvah, you could have done something for your personal hana'ot, for your personal pleasures. And you skipped on this, you did not get hana'ah, so you're mafsid. You lost something, you lost your personal hana'ah. But take a look, that have said, compare it with the sakhar that you're going to get for the mitzvah, there's nothing to compare. Have a mahashev, have said mitzvah, kenegat sikhara, or sakhar abra, kenegat afsida. Let's hear what he said. He uschar abira, shlo leistaker ba'abira achshav, kinegad efsida, sheyefsid yoter la'atid lavo. Also, when a person, he does the abira, he said, uschar abira, shlo leistaker ba'abira. When he does the abira, he gets pleasures, he gets hana'ah. But take a look, compare that pleasure to the punishment that you're going to get for doing such a abira la'atid lavo. That's why he said, evim ha'ashev, uschar mzbak, kinegad zikara. Let's hear what Moshelim be'Yisram, בואו חשבון, בואו נחשב חשבונו של העולם. כן, תבנה ותכונן עיר סיחון, אם אתה עושה כן, תבנה בעולם הזה ותכונן לעולם הבא. If you're gonna do this, you're gonna do, you're gonna be מחשב שכר מוסבר כנראה הפסידה וכולי, and the opposite, like we just said, then you're gonna get good in this world, and השכר קרן קיימת לא לעולם הבא. That's what says here in the Gemara. I was reading here, it brings down in ספר יתב לב, he says here, He said, after he brings the Gemara, al ken yomru moshinu bo hashbon, v'chule v'chule. So he explains, deyesh lomar, eich ha-moshlim b'yisram yomru ken, dehalo zu me'ahabat ha-sakhar, me'ahabat ha-sakhar, v'yirat ha-onish. Ukbar amru haza, al tiyuk ha-abdim shemashim tarav, amnat lakabel piras. How come? Al ken yomru moshilim, who are these moshilim? Moshlim b'yisram. That means the pasuk is referring to tzaddikim. Oh, tzaddikim, they are mechashev, b'fsid mezbak, neged sikhara, they're going to say, take a look. If I'm going to do the abira now, you're right, I'm going to enjoy it now, but how much I'm going to lose, le'olam haba. On the other hand, if I'm not going to do, if I'm going to do the mezbah now, I might lose. Why? Because while doing the mezbah, I could have done something for my pleasures. I'm not doing it now, but it's okay that I'm losing now. I'm not following my pleasures. Why? Because I get, take a look at the reward I'm getting le'olam haba. So they're mechashev, b'fsid mezbak, k'neged sikhara. It means they're looking for their benefit, for their interest. They look, here, if I'm going to do abira here, I'm going to enjoy it here, but I'm going to lose after. If I'm going to do mezbah here, I'm going to lose here, but I'm going to gain after. So again, they're doing for the sakhar. How come? We just said before, al tiyuk ha'avadim shem shetir, I'm not lekabel piras. I'm not supposed to do it, I'm not lekabel piras. That's what he asked here, Yatib Lehem. Umbu'ar, al pi umra memesichet kedushin per kama, תפנים לגמרא סייז אבדר, תנו רבנן לעולם יראה אדם את עצמו כאילו חוסיו זכאי וחוסיו חייב. Not only himself, he has to look at himself as if he's 50-50, לעולם כולו חוסיו זכאי וחוסיו חייב. If he did one mitzvah, then not only he was זוכה for himself לחיים טובים שלום, he was מזכה others also, כל העולם כולו. That's what the Gemara said. עשה מצווה אחת, אשרב, שהכריע את עצמו ואת כל העולם כולו לכף זכות. On the other hand, עבירה אחת, אוי לו, שהכריע את עצמו ואת כל העולם לכף חובה. וכבר כתבו המפרשים, הדה אין לעשות מצווה מכוח שכר ועונש, היינו בשביל עצמו. He comes here with different פירוש. What does mean, אל תהיו כעבדים שמשכים את הרע, על מנת לקבל פירס? Don't do the מצוות because of the reward. He said, this, if you're keeping the מצוות for your reward. But since that, the Gemara just said, the Gemara Kedushin said, when you do mitzvah, you're not doing good for yourself only, you're doing good for Klal Am Yisrael also. לעולם ראה אדם את כל העולם כולו, חוסיו זכאי וחוסיו חייב. You did extra mitzvah, you're not the only one gaining. You're making all the world also benefit from your mitzvah. So he said, such a mitzvah that you're doing it for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. This, you are allowed to do it, על מנת לקבל שכר. When did Hachaim say, do not do the mitzvah, I'm not lekabel sachar, that's for your sachar. If you wanna, you're looking for your own benefit, you're looking, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna lose l'olam haba, then you're not doing it l'shem shamayim. But if you're looking to be mezakeh klal am Yisrael, like chasiyo zakai v'chasiyo hayab, the whole world, chasiyo zakai. So if you're looking for klal am Yisrael, you could do it l'shem sachar. He said, when Hachaim said, in la'asot mitzvah mekuach sachar v'onesh, haynu b'shbil atzmo. אבל בשביל שכר ועונש של כל העולם, זה ודאי ראוי ונכון לעשות מצווה לזכות את הרבים ולהציל נפשות מישראל. והן הן דברי הגמרא, כי הבלתי מושלים בישרם עושים מכוח חשבון של עצמם. They look at their own benefit, but the צדיקים, המושלים בישרם, these are the צדיקים, יאמרו בואו ונחשב חשבונו של העולם דווקא, not our חשבון, חשבונו של העולם. When they're looking for the olam, what they're going to gain from our mitzvot, what the olam going to lose from our abirot, now they care about the olam. These people, of course, they are tzaddikim, and you are allowed to do such a mitzvah on minat lekabet sachar. Because you're not looking for your sachar, you're looking for the sachar for the whole world. That's the olam chesed ibane. Very similar, Ben Ishai explains on this Gemara, and Ben Yehoyada explains something very similar, but I prefer to read it from here. That's what it says here. ואם אתה עושה כן, תבנה בעולם הזה ותכונן לעולם הבא. כי זהו באמת אחת מנוסבות שבין אדם לחברו בגלל גמילות חסדים. פסוק זה עולם חסד יבנה. And I saw here also the interesting Rambam on פירוש המשניות. We all know the משנה, beginning מסכת פאה, אלו דברים שאין להם שיעור, הפאה ובקורים והרימון וכו' וכו'. And the משנה continues, אלו דברים שאדם אוכל פירותיהם בעולם הזה וקרן קיימת לו לעולם הבא. אלו הן גמילות חסדים בכרוחנים וכנסת אורחים, all of them, באדם לחברו. Here, explains here, פירוש המשניות לרמב״ם, said, מה שאומר לך, said, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you, the רמב״ם says, כי המצוות כולן נחלקים בתחילה על שני חלקים. All the מצוות, they are divided into two parts. החלק האחד במצוות המיוחדות לאדם בנפשו, במה שיש בינו לבין קונו. כגון ססית ותפילים ושבת ועקום וכו' וכו'. והחלק השני, מצוות תלות בין אדם לחברו. ובקיצור, he said there are two parts, מצוות בין אדם לחברו, מצוות בין אדם למקום. Everyone knows it. Here continues, כשיעשה האדם, now he's telling us, he said, pay attention to what I'm telling you, the Rambam says, מה שהוא אומר לך, pay attention to what I'm telling you. כשיעשה האדם המצוות המיוחדות לנפשו, מה שיש בינו לבין בוראו, if he does מצוות בין אדם למקום, תחשב לו לצדקה ויגמילהו הקדוש ברוך הוא עליה לעולם הבא. כמו שאמרו בפרק חלק, then if you do מצוות between בן אדם, between you and your God, between you and Hashem, Hashem is going to reward you לעולם הבא. שיחר מצוות בעיה על מליקה. אבל כשיעשה האדם מצוות תלויות בתועלת בני האדם זה עם זה, כמו כן תחשב לו לצדקה לעולם הבא, obviously לפי שעשה מצווה, he's going to get reward לעולם הבא, but not only this, וימצא טובה בעולם הזה. You're going to see a reward also in this world. For what? For מצוות בין אדם לחברו. בעבור שנהג מנהג הטוב בין בני אדם. כי כשינהג מנהג הזה וינהגו אחרים כמנהגו, יקבל כמו כן שכר מהעניין ההוא. וכל מצוות שבין אדם לחברו נכנסות בגמילות חסדים. ושים לבך עליהם, כי כן תמצאים. So pay attention to what I'm telling you, because that's a big rule. מצוות בין אדם לחברו, you get פירות also בעולם הזה. שהרי הלל הזקן, when the נוכרי, when that guy came to convert, אמר לו למדנת כל תורה על רגל אחת, אמר לו דעלך סנה, לחברך לא תעביד, וכשתחקור על העניין הזה, תמצא תלמוד תורה שהכל כנגד הכל. So he told him here, that מצוות between בן אדם למקום, such a מצוות, you get reward in the עולם הבא. But מצוות בן אדם לחברו, you get also reward here in this world. So based on this, I saw here also in ספר לבושי יום טוב, this week's פרשה, את דעתה על פי זה, יש לפרש שופטים ושוטרים תתן לך, דהיינו שיהיו השופטים ושוטרים שופטים ושוטרים על עצמם, שיהיו מושלים ביצרם. שופטים ושוטרים תיתן לך בכל שעריך. For you. What the pasuk is talking about? The pasuk referring, you have to make shoftim, you have to make judges, you have to make fur'anin, you have to make also officers to enforce the law upon yourself, yourself. That means, in different words, you have to be moshel beitzrecha. על כן יאמרו, מושלים בו חשבון, you have to do חשבון נפש. לשפטו את העם משפט צדק. היינו, אם יהיו מומחים וצדיקים כתפירש ראשי זל, על כן, על כורחך יהיו מושלים ביצרם. ואז, ושפטו את העם משפט צדק. What does mean, שפטו את העם משפט צדק? We just read it from מדרש תנחומה. ושפטו את העם משפט צדק. They have to be מלמד זכות על עם ישראל, שיהיו מתין את עם ישראל כלפי חסד. What does mean? רוצה לומר, בשביל שכר ועונש העולם, להכריע את העולם לכף זכות. Like we just, מושלים ביצרם, מחשמים חשבונו של העולם. They're looking at החשבונו של העולם. At what my מזוות is going to affect the עולם כולו. My עבירה is going to affect the whole world. That's what they're looking at. They're focusing on the עולם, not focusing about themselves. Such a person is called צדיק. He's מושל ביצרו. מחשב חשבונו של העולם. Such a person, obviously, ולזה מרמז המדרש תנחומה, that we just read, ושפטו את העם משפט צדק, שיהיו מתין את העם לכף צדק. והלשון מתין הוא להטות ולהכריע את העם לכף צדק וזכות. Like what we just said, לעולם יראה אדם את עצמו כאילו חסיו זכאי וחסיו חייב, not only himself, the whole world, חסיו זכאי וחסיו חייב. He did extra מזווה, you are מכריע, you are מתה, not only yourself, you are מתה the whole world לכף זכות. ואשריך ואשרי חלקך. Let's hear what the pasuk is saying. צדק צדק תרדוף למען תחיה וירשת את הארץ לעקי. עושה בזה מותר לעבוד על מנת לקבל שכר. וואי, כי אלו דברים שאדם אוכל פירותיהם בעולם הזה. Yeah? So that's here what he said. צדק, צדק, תרדוף, you have to be from these people that are מחשבים חשבונו של העולם. You're talking חשבונו של העולם. You care about other people. Then, if you're keeping such a מזווה, obviously you are from those that מושלים ביצרם, you care about other people, you care about the whole world. All depending on your action. Such a מזווה, said you are allowed to do it, למען תחיה וירשת את הארץ. Let's hear what the Tzukim are teaching us. Let's hear what we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should help all of us by Ezer Hashem. We should keep the mazvot. Tzedek, tzedek, tzedof. Because every person has to think that my mazvot also affecting others also. When you're coming with such a thought, then obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And you are allowed to do such a mazvah. I'm not like a bit sakhar. That's a olam chesed baneh. That's the whole world standing on this. On such a chesed a person does for others, that's what we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should help us, should do the mazvot, l'ma'an tihyeh v'arashta et ha'aretz, amen v'amen.